This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So our friends in Denver, I think, will appreciate this. Looks like you've got an official there suggesting to migrants who have come to the Denver area that they'd probably be better off if they went to places like New York City, and evidently will offer them a bus ticket to do just that, saying that they would suffer more in Denver. And that, you know, they just have too many migrants come in. Folks, I mean, you know, this is a practical, real-world example of exactly what happens when all this just runs amok and you don't have a secure border. Let's just put it that way. Folks, welcome to the program. Hour number four now underway. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to call and opine this morning, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you want to head over also to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you can send us a direct message if you'd like to let us know what you're thinking about this morning. And, of course, without further ado, we've got Frank Salvato with us this morning. Frank Salvato, of course, from undergroundusa.com. He's also author of the book Nullification. Good morning, and we hope that you had a happy Easter Sunday, Frank.
Well, first of all, Mr. Kyle.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Okay. I had a good recognition of Transgenderism Day.
I thought you might. Thanks to President Joe Biden and all of that. I mean, this has created such a backlash that it's not even funny.
What kind of a Catholic is he? Well, I guess that's a redundant question. He's not. He's claiming that he is. But on the most holy day in the Catholic calendar, he pulls that garbage?
Yeah.
That's unforgivable. And, you know, the bishop and the cardinal in his district should be looking at him saying, we need to see you in our office because we're excommunicating you. As a leader of the free world, you just don't do that stuff if you're going to, on the campaign trail, scream that you're a Catholic.
Yeah. This is very serious stuff. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, even Caitlyn Jenner got in on the action here, saying that, you know, it was abhorrent, basically, or she says, I'm absolutely disgusted, right, that Joe Biden declared the most holy of days. Yeah, and I mean, so it's not monolithic in the so-called transgender community, but Biden is just being a pander bear to this, no different than what we've seen happening with the changes in policy towards Hamas.
Well, you know, no, there is no good reason for it. He's poking the bear. He's poking the bear. He could have just shut up and let Catholics, you know, Christians who actually celebrate the day as something holy, let them have their day. He didn't have to ban religious-themed eggs from the Easter egg roll, and he didn't have to find an alternative meaning to the day. Now, do I lay it at his feet? Yes, because the buck stops with his office. But this is the group of people that's been running this White House that hates religion so much because they want to be the Alpha and the Omega. They want people to believe, and this is a very Marxist thing, they want people to believe that government bestows rights. Once we forget, and it's clearly defined in our founding documents, once we forget that natural law, the natural God, is where our rights derive from. That's why they're inalienable. And we give that right to government, we have lost completely. That means they can change our rights whenever the hell they want to, including free speech, the right to bear arms, the right to not incriminating yourselves, the right to due process. It all goes out the window if government becomes the alpha and the omega.
Yeah.
That's why this was no little thing. This was a shot across the bow saying religion doesn't really matter that much anymore, and that means your God-given rights, your inalienable natural law rights, are now in the crosshairs.
Well, I think you make a really good point, you know, because, yeah, they do want you to kneel at the altar of government. And you know, even though evidently this Transgender Visibility Day would have hit on March the 31st, it is such bad form for the president to have done what he did, again, because it just shows so much contempt. We had a listener write in earlier and ask, well, why didn't they do this, you know, or actually Denise Simon was talking about why didn't they do this on Ramadan, and we had a listener write it in and say, it is Ramadan, basically, you know, so, but it obviously wasn't directed at Muslims the way that it seemed to be directed at Christians.
Absolutely, and for a Catholic president to do this, it really is something that should result in excommunication. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi too. You don't come out saying it doesn't really matter. We want to be able to have abortion all the way through to the second the child is born, and maybe even after. You know, you can't walk around saying that you're a Catholic. You know, if you're going to espouse that. At least don't crow about it. Don't run on it when you get out there on the campaign trail. That's the slap in the face. You know, you can believe whatever you want to. You got to answer to your God at the time that you cross over for judgment. But don't slap me in the face like that. You know, and this whole shot across the bow is something that's quite serious. I don't care if a made-up recognition day was scheduled for the 31st. You move it.
Right. I agree. It's Easter Sunday, and, you know, the fact that they wouldn't be perceived as total contempt, you know, and total disregard, you know, would just, I mean, if it's lost on them, Frank, I mean, they don't get anything then.
No, and this is pitting the transgender community against Catholics. It's purposeful.
Oh, sure. That's right. Continue to stir up all kinds of strife and hatred. It's terrible, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Frank, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com as we continue.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, it is still Monday, but that's okay because we're giving you a great start out to your Monday. We're happy to send you off into your Monday with a smile. Even though it's Monday, it's still going to be okay. We're glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And once again, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to opine this morning. And, of course, we've got our good friend Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. And we've got Frank with us. And, Frank, you can first, let's bring you right back. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, so, by the way, you can get a copy of your book by going to undergroundusa.com or even go right over to Amazon, right?
You got it. And it's available in Kindle or paperback. Either way, just it's a great argument for exactly what we were talking about. Clawing back power from the federal government when the federal government is acting badly. And when they try to replace natural law and nature's God with the power of government to bestow rights, that's acting badly.
Indeed. Indeed it is. And there's a little bit of a difference as well because, for example, when we see the federal government abdicating its role along the border, for example, that's sort of a different thing in the sense where you step in. In order to, because they're not nullifying federal law at that point, say the state of Texas, but they are stepping in order to protect themselves, which is also inherently their right.
Well, what they're nullifying is the purview of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that if you're not going to do it, then the purview of border security has to be with us, the state. the people of the state of Texas or Arizona or New Mexico or California or any of the border states who are being overwhelmed with illegal encroachment into our country. You know, these things have consequences. And, you know, when you've got cities like Denver actively saying, let's, we can't, this is too much for us.
Yeah.
The federal government's not doing their job. Let's just give them free trips to New York. New York is going to become a failed city pretty damn quick, just like Detroit, if they don't do something about this quickly, because states can't shoulder this burden. They really can't. And as much as people on the left want to talk about compassion and these people just want a better life, great, call it legally, because we need that process in order to prepare financially to be able to absorb these people. What you're doing is say screw the rules and just come what may, and if the state goes broke, then that's just too bad. Well, no. A responsible governor and a responsible state legislature must put a stop to it, because they're charged with maintaining the well-being of their state's citizenry, much like the federal government is charged with maintaining the security and defense for the people of the United States, which they're not doing.
Yeah, and for a specific political agenda reason, as a matter of fact. And but something else I wanted to ask you about as well, Frank, is a story we saw earlier in the show, and this has to do with the FDNY firefighters from Ladder Company 11, and they got a cease and desist order, basically, saying they had violated a rule because they had a thin red line flag as part of their memorial on their truck. To firefighters that lost their lives on 9/11. We understand that got reversed later on by a commissioner, but still somebody said, this is a fascist symbol. You can't have this flag on a fire truck.
Well, you know, I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah.
I mean, I really couldn't disagree more, and this is wokeness gone way too far. When a firefighter can't have a flag that supports firefighters on the rig, when a police officer can't have a flag that supports police officers on their squads, where are we? What kind of dystopian place do we live in?
Yes.
Post-1984, when some ideologue who doesn't understand day one from serving and protecting or wearing a badge could come in and say, that offends me. You know what? You don't have protection from being offended in the Constitution. The Bill of Rights doesn't have an amendment that says, and you will live free from being offended. Be offended. That's your problem. That's your problem if you're offended, not mine. If you have to walk around with paper-thin skin all the time, get some therapy. But don't pour your psychosis and your fragileness onto everybody around you and say that has to be the new normal. Enough.
Yeah. Well, why does everybody else have to comply? You know, and you know, it can't that be offensive to somebody else? If you went up to the ladder company and you said, and which was said to them, this flag is a fascist symbol that you have. It's violating the rules, and you must take it down. And the city councilwoman got involved, evidently. This, you know, that would be incredibly offensive to the firefighters, for goodness sake.
All the boys should look straight at the person who made that accusation and says, you know what, your man bun offends me.
Right, right.
You know, your complaint offends me, so why don't you toddle on, fragile one? Before you melt, you ignorant snowflake, you know. And by the way, when you call for help because someone punches you in the throat when you're walking down the street because you favor less police on the street, we're still going to come.
Yeah.
We're still going to come to pick you up off the street and bring you to the hospital. Or if you're in a burning building, we're still going to come to rescue you from that building, because we're not fragile jackasses like you are.
Yeah, Well said. Well said indeed. And, you know, part of this, though, too, Frank, just seems to me to be, it's something that just helps to, you know, sort of collapse the society. The society no longer has any real foundations because wokeness is not a foundation at all. In fact, it's something that just takes away the foundations. You know, people can have their cockamamie, you know, ideas about stuff. They're welcome to believe what they want to believe. And I think we've always sort of had people like that with us, but they've sort of existed on the fringe in the grand sense. But now it's like everything that they think has to be imposed, which is a real imposition onto other people.
There's an old saying that actually defines individualism the way it's supposed to be in America, and that is, your right to throw a punch ends where my nose begins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can believe anything you want, but the second you tell me I have to believe it, I'm mandated to believe it too, then you've crossed the line. I could choose to believe it if I want to. I can choose to agree with you and say, wow, that's offensive. We should sit down and have a boy, that's offensive therapy group so we can talk about it. In the old days, they'd just say, hey, let's go down to the corner pub and have a beer and complain about this stuff. But today, they've gotten into the habit of, why don't we create a law to stop this because I'm offended? That's got to stop. We have to understand that other people live here too, not just you. You selfish, self-centered little snowflake.
You got that right. You got that right. And, you know, it just takes a special kind of something or other to, you know, to go over and actually go up to the fire station and tell them that, you know, my goodness gracious me, I think the firefighters could have just about anything they want in their fire truck to commemorate their fallen comrades, you know, and just... You know, as you mentioned, Frank, they'll still come out and help you. They're not political. They're always going to help you.
If it's not against department policy, because rules are there for a reason. It's a paramilitary organization. You know, we take orders from the top down. They don't usually bestow stupid orders like that. Take the flag off. Yeah. That would never happen. Never. But, you know... It's the superimposition of fragility must stop. We're not a fragile country. We built this country. We've been through two world wars. We've survived. You know, so we have to grow a thicker skin on the far left. Otherwise, we're going to have to start ignoring your protestations and your whining.
Exactly. Well, Frank, can you stick around for a third segment?
You got it.
All right. Stay right there, folks. We're coming back. More with Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Talking about fragility. How about the Democrat campaign? I think that they're actually more scared than we give them credit for. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome.
Outpouring of grief for this young man is real and it is raw. When you see the photos of him with his wife and young son, our hearts break.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own. Police Officer Jonathan Dillard, the husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun beating down. You know, once again, folks, the program just flies by. So if you see something go whooshing by, that's us. That's the program. And we're glad to be with you here on this 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine with us this morning, if you have a question or comment for our guest and good friend, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Frank, when we went out to the break, I mentioned something about fragility of the Democrat Party, at least in terms of where they think they really are. I sometimes perchance to think that they're more scared than we do give them credit for, because they keep trying to be pander bears to all these different constituencies. But also, I noticed, you know, there was this big brouhaha made about the Radio City Music Hall event, and they did get $26 million, evidently. But still, you know, Radio City Music Hall is a fine place, but you're not going to see Biden doing rallies on the order that Trump can do. I don't think they can draw in the numbers.
Well, that's not who they pander to demographics that they can cobble together for votes from District 12. We talked about this
last Friday
about the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get in front of the microphones to pander to the little people, but that's not their target when it comes to politics. They want the people who can spend $100,000 for a picture with three presidents. And I don't know a lot of people who actually go to work every day who can cut a check for $100,000.
Yeah.
You know, so they're elite. That's who they pander to in Silicon Valley and on Wall Street and Fifth Avenue in New York and all of the places where real estate is through the roof and people complain about P. Diddy having a party. You know, those things, that's their bread and butter crowd. They may say something. Okay, it's Transgender Awareness Day. We're going to tick off the Catholics today. But they're not going to the transgender community saying, why don't you break the bank for a picture with three presidents? No. They're going to the people who own hedge funds, who run hedge funds, and who have corporations out in the Silicon Valley. And saying, you know, you got to bankroll us because we're getting murdered when it comes to donations from the everyman. The Republicans are beating the hell out of us that way. And that's the truth. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, the Democrats got up on stage behind the microphones and they declared they were the party of the common man. We even saw Bill Clinton back when he came down as inaugural to fanfare for the common man. He was the common man's president. Democrat Party doesn't represent the common man anymore. They don't represent blue-collar people. They absolutely despise flyover country. I guess you can't get good frogois in Des Moines.
Right.
So what they've done is they've pitted the country, the coasts, against the heartland.
That's right.
And they flipped from being the party of the everyman, the common man, and the worker to the party of the elite, to the party of the mega rich, to the party of the globalist. That's what the Democrat Party stands for today. They're the party of the globalist. You know, that's why they despise Donald Trump so much, because he can draw 30, 40, 50,000 people at a rally who are all blue-collar workers and people who are middle class, who just believe in the American dream, who just want that opportunity back.
Yep.
Because right now the Democrats, they don't give a damn if you have an opportunity to make it in this country. You'll do what you're told.
That's right. And we'll replace you quite easily with immigrant voters. You know, if we can make that happen, we'll do that. And then they won't have to worry about pandering to constituencies hardly at all at that point, one would think. But because obviously they are trying to create this state of affairs where they're going to be elected in perpetuity. But you made a really good comment, Frank, about Donald Trump. You know, for all of his money that he's had throughout his entire career, he's more relatable to the common person in this country than any of these Democrat Party elite characters.
And that's why they have to demonize him at every step. He has to be a racist. He has to be anti-feminist. He has to be xenophobic. He has to be Islamophobic. He must be the antichrist to every demographic in order for them to be able to win. That's the only way that they can win, is if Orange Man bad again. And if the electorate in the United States falls for it again, then shame on us. Because we had 4 years of Donald Trump and everybody did quite well.
Well, that's right. Because what was happening, in my opinion, was, you know, the for lack of a better term, the American dream was more accessible. Things were working, and that rising tide was lifting all the boats. And it wasn't, you know, arbitrarily trying to be engineered. You know, it just, people were being more successful. Communities were being more successful. And it wasn't all simply based on, okay, what's your skin color? What's your ethnicity? What's your this? What's your that? It just, hey, America's doing better overall.
When the Democrats' game plan is to balkanize the United States so that they can cobble together 51%, it has been their game plan ever since James Carville.
Yeah.
And if we're going to allow one political party to just shatter us up into little pieces to be able to be put together in some kind of political mosaic so that they can win elections, then we've failed as a people. In the end, the vote lies with us. Yes, it's true, who counts the votes gets to claim the winner. But we have to be beyond that fudge factor of them being able to steal elections. Believe me, I'm from Chicago. I understand that. We must win by a much larger margin than the fudge factor can cover. And that means coming out saying enough. Enough renaming the holy holidays. Enough putting 1% of the population ahead of 99% of the population. Just a virtue signal. And enough electing corrupt criminal politicians to high office. And that goes for Congress, too.
Yeah.
Enough.
Indeed. Indeed. And it needs to be spoken with a very strong voice. And people can do this. You know, this can happen. It's not a done deal, you know, but it does take, it takes purpose, it takes unity, and I think that as the coming months go, we can start achieving that. Well, Frank, we do have a caller coming in right now. We've got Driver Mike, who's given us a call this morning. Good morning, Mike. You're on with Frank Silvato.
Morning, Mr. Frank. I got a funny question.
Okay.
Friday, working around in Sarasota. All these people going to church. Oh, it was funny. They all did their 7 o'clock noon time and around 4 p.m. Church services. They didn't get 50 feet out of that parking lot, and they all looked like buttheads trying to cut everybody off and everything. It just amazed the hell out of me. Oh, I'm talking about like 1,000 people or more.
It changes.
And it's like, I'm like, seriously? You go in there to get blessed, eat your little wafer or whatever the hell you do in there, and then you come out, and as soon as you get out of that parking lot, we're cutting you off. I was here first. That's a funny.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, happy Easter to both of you guys.
Well, thank you.
Wish you all well. Drive safe. I got to pay attention to the road.
Okay, thanks, Driver Mike. Appreciate the call. And, well, you know, Frank, sometimes, you know, people can kind of be a bad witness sometimes to the world if they don't kind of walk the walk sometimes, huh?
I remember years back there was a Jesuit priest who came to the church that I go to, and his whole message was, everybody here is a hypocrite because you're going to end up flipping people off and screaming at people in the parking lot just to get ahead by 15 seconds after you leave here. You can't just leave your brotherhood at the door.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to walk the walk. You know, that means, you know, letting the little old lady get in front of you in getting out of the parking lot, or letting someone go ahead and turn in front of you. You know, letting someone in when they're merging onto a highway instead of needing to get ahead of them. And coming from a paramedic's point of view, I can't tell you how many accidents that I went to because people just needed to get in front of that one guy.
Oh, man. Well, Frank, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again on Friday, my friend. Have a great week.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and boy, are we flying through the program this morning. So if you're just waking up, by the way, and you're getting ready to head out, start your day, we're glad to be with you. And if you're just maybe ending your day, if you've been working over the third watch, you've been moving through the overnight hours with us across America, well, we hope that you've got a great time ahead of you as well. We're glad that you're spending time with us. 949-822-7959 is the number. And we'll be usually we talk with Patrick Hyland in this segment of the program, and I'm sure we'll be talking with him here real soon. But until we do have Patrick on the line, we want to continue talking about what we've been talking about this morning. And I will tell you this. It seems to me, folks, that once again, I think that as we were talking about with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification, the Democrat Party elite, they do want to sort of chop everything up into little pieces, little constituencies that they can more easily control message-wise. And this is why if you kind of feel like, well, why did the Biden administration go for this weird thing with Chuck Schumer, you know, sort of really making a sea change almost to U.S. policy against regarding Israel. And then why do they pander to other groups why this transgender day of visibility for Easter Sunday, all this kind of stuff. I think primarily it's because they really don't know what to do next, because they do know that all the stuff that they're doing out there right now is having almost a reverse effect on voters. They really need to believe, or I should say, they really need you to believe that what you see is not really happening. Let's listen in here real quick. This is a great clip from Ari Fleischer. He's speaking on Fox News, talking about that little shindig they had over at at Radio City Music Hall, and where they raised about $26 million. But listen to what Ari Fleischer talks about for what the Democrat campaign, with the Biden campaign, and ostensibly the Democrat Party elite and on down the ticket and all these kinds of down ticket voting, what it all really is going to be about. Let's listen in.
Used in a $1 billion campaign that Joe Biden is promising, which will dwarf anything that Donald Trump's going to be able to put together, to convince the American people that which they know, that which they feel, that which they measure at their dinner table, rising rents, rising food, all those things that they touch tangibly, are wrong. That the economy is actually really good, the economy is getting better, and costs are coming down. They're going to try to fool just enough people to win their votes for Joe Biden to win. You know, that's what any campaign does, political campaign. You spend money to convince the voters that you need to get. And they're going to get a huge boost in that, Will, from the media. You can already see it where the media loves to run up the stories about saying the economy is much better than people think. And that people are better off now than they were 4 years ago, even though polling shows that most people think they're not. So between the money they raise, the media boost they get, this is the heart of Joe Biden trying to claw his way back to the White House, hopefully, in his opinion, trying to beat Donald Trump.
So there you have Ari Fleischer. I like Ari Fleischer a lot. I've always appreciated his analysis, and even from the days of being White House press secretary. But I'll tell you this. Yes, they do want you to just to believe that what you see, what you touch, what you perceive, what you can measure in terms of your own kitchen table budget, or just going to go and put gasoline in your car, that it's that it's all wrong. That somehow, and part of this too is going to be, you don't understand how these numbers work. I mean, if you look at oil, or if you look at this, and you've got to understand that things are much better than they ever have been. And so why are you complaining? Don't you get it? Aren't you smart enough to understand how that works? I mean, that's how they want to treat you. And it's contemptuous. And it's something that I think it should be offensive to all hardworking Americans who literally every single month have to be making these very, very tough decisions. You know, at Easter dinner yesterday, conversation came up about the idea that, hey, you know, things are costing more than they have for a long time, obviously, with inflation. But by the same token, people have to pull back on their spending. And so what happens when they pull back on their spending? And you have certain, like, you know, services in your community or other things like that, they start raising their prices more because their volume has gone down. Why? Because things that were in, where inflation was happening to begin with, and people had to start making choices. So you start raising your prices on this, that, or the other thing, and you get less customers. I mean, it becomes this vicious cycle. So people understand they don't need the Democrat Party elite to explain to them how they're wrong. What they really need is they need somebody to say, look, we get what's happening, follow me, and we're going to go fix this thing. That's really what Trump is talking about overall. That's what the GOP is talking about. We got a practical problem on the border. We got a practical problem in the economy. We got a practical problem with Ukraine. We got a practical problem with what's happening in Israel. We got a practical problem with how we're dealing with China. All these things can be assessed, and you can formulate a solution. But the Democrat Party elite, they're all about messaging. So it's not about formulating the solution. It's about misguiding you in order to voting for them which makes no sense. All right, let's head over to the telephone line. So we got Eric in Tennessee this morning giving us a call. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Kyle, hope you had a blessed Easter yesterday.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Hey, real quick, I'll make it real quick. You just made about the question that, or the postulation that you postulated that you think the reason that the Democrats are doing X, Y, and Z is because they don't know what they're doing. On certain things, I'll agree with you on that, but here's my take on it. For example, this transgendered day of recognition or whatever, visualization, whatever the heck it is, they're rubbing our noses in it. They can, so they are. Anything and everything that has to do with a tradition in the United States, particularly in the social level, is being turned on its head purposefully out of spite. It's not out of equality. It's not out of making a more kinder, gentler nation, better understanding or, you know, empathy, this, that, and the other. It's about rubbing your nose in it. As far as the foreign policy aspect goes, I think the foreign policy we're seeing is not necessarily because they don't know what they're doing. It's because they're playing like they know what they're doing. They are they're practicing a foreign policy of the hypothetical as they, because a lot of these people came out of the colleges in the early 2000s, you know, let's say as late as 2010, that are in these positions of power where the whole paradigm was shifted because of Bush and Iraq and this, that, and the other, and we're going to change things and this, that, and the other. And what I think they're finding out is that there's a reality out in the world that the world is governed by the aggressive use of force, and they're trying to instill equity into all this. So people should look into, in my opinion, people should look into the foreign policies that are going on that we're extending to the continent of Africa, all the countries in that. It's based on equity. It's not based on what they can bring to the table or not bring to the table. It's on who can get over on the other, and then they're going to rub your nose in it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think they know exactly what they're doing when they do this on Easter Sunday.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, and they know what they're doing when they're collapsing our foreign policy, in such a way that into really emboldening the terrorists at this point of Hamas. We're in agreement on that. Absolutely.
So one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And you look at all these village idiots being interviewed at all these protests, pro-Hamas protests, and that's what they're saying. They're regurgitating platitudinal bumper stickers that they're being force-fed, drip by drip. You know, I don't say necessarily force-fed, but dripped into their college curricula, as far down as junior high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in eighth grade and wrote a paper on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and even then I said we shouldn't be involved. It's not our fight. Support what's good. You know, I'm just being, you know, my eighth grade logic. Do what's right to help, you know, basically the innocent and crush the aggressor. Crush.
Well said.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for my call.
Thanks, Eric. No, very well said indeed. Folks, that was Eric in Tennessee. Glad to hear from him this morning. Folks, we're going to be back tomorrow morning bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great Monday. Stay tuned to this station for more great talk radio. And we'll see you again real soon. Take care out there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.